Many in central New York say the state's decision to subsidize its nuclear power plants has saved hundreds of jobs upstate. That's the case at the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant in Oswego County, which Exelon has agreed to buy. But how many of Fitzpatrick's 615 jobs will actually be saved now that it's coming under new ownership? WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
Local IBEW 97 labor union president Ted Skirpon says the past year has been a roller coaster for the employees he represents at Fitzpatrick and the nearby Nine Mile Point nuclear facility. Both were on the brink of closure at one point because of economic losses. But with the new state support, Exelon says it will continue operating Nine Mile and take over at Fitzpatrick. The next step for the union regarding jobs, Skirpon says, is negotiations.
We will sit down with Entergy and Exelon for the transition and determine what's needed. Everybody should be good. Hopefully we can do all this through attrition. And obviously looking at the efficiencies now that if you have three plants, what's really needed.
The union contract with both facilities doesn't end until 2019. Still, representatives for Exelon and Entergy say there should not be any staff-level changes in the immediate term. There may be a need to add staff since the employee headcount at Fitzpatrick has dropped by about 70 since Entergy announced its shutdown plans last November. But Exelon spokesperson Jill Lyons says it's hard to determine what will ultimately be needed as they are currently focusing on attaining state and federal approval of the deal.
Integrating Fitzpatrick into the Exelon fleet will take time. You know, truly, though, until we have of all those approvals and close the transaction in, you know, next year, we wouldn't be getting anything until we've got the sale finalized.
Regardless of how many jobs survive, the written agreement between the two companies requires that Exelon offer employment to substantially all of Fitzpatrick's current staff. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.